Aviva wants to change the way we farm our pigs, and in particular, the breeding sows. Tony Vanelli from Aviva explains why.
We have about 500,000 breeding sows in the UK, and these are female pigs, obviously, who are kept simply to produce offspring. And then they produce about 9 million fattening pigs every year, and it's those 9 million who are actually slaughtered and sold for meat. About 80% of our breeding sows are raised in a system that's called the farrowing crate, which basically is a metal cage several inches bigger than her body, but no more. She can't turn around. She can barely lie down. And they're kept in this cage for 5 weeks at a time, the last week of their pregnancy, and then 4 weeks after they give birth. And they go into this cage on a cycle, basically. So they spend about 70 days every year in this cage.
And why is that a particularly bad thing for a pig?
Well, pigs are actually highly intelligent animals, and a lot of behavioural studies have shown that they're actually more intelligent than a dog. So, for one, it's incredibly boring for them. I've been inside pig farms myself, and you can just see just the total loss of will to live in the pig's eyes. They are just desperately, desperately bored. It's very uncomfortable for them. You know, it's a metal base, metal bars. Quite often the bars rub and give them open sores on their sides. They suffer hideous leg problems from standing on this metal floor. And when they try and lie down, there's no bedding, so it's not very comfortable at all. They also can't nuzzle and nurse their young properly. They're actually separated, you know, by the bars from their young, so they can't clean them. They can't fulfill any of their natural maternal instincts.
Now, I understand that there has been some improvements in farrowing crates, though. Has that not made a big difference?
Well, basically, we outlawed the sow stall in the UK, which was the same unit, but they were kept in it their whole lives. They never came out. And they were often also chained to the floor inside the crates as well. So certainly only putting them in there for 5 weeks at a time is an improvement. But ultimately, it's just a barbaric system that should be completely banned.
What would the alternative be then?
Well, certainly free-range pig systems don't use the farrowing crate. Anything in the supermarket that's labelled either the Soil Association standard or certified free-range do not use this system. Their pigs are raised outdoors in the little polytunnels, access to proper rooting around and manifesting their natural behaviours. They don't use the farrowing crate, and they certainly don't suffer any higher mortality with their piglets than farms that use the crate.
And what about the piglets themselves, the ones that are bred for fattening? What happens to those?
Well, they'll be removed from the mother at 4 weeks old, which is much earlier than they would wean naturally. And because of that, they suffer quite high incidences of diarrhea and also pneumonia, because they're not getting the antibodies from her milk anymore because they're put onto a commercial feed replacement. So about 1 in 10 piglets actually die before they're ever fattened and sent to slaughter. Then they spend the next 5 to 6 months indoors, inside very barren concrete pens, quite often very filthy concrete pens, and again with no enrichment, you know. So again, these intelligent animals just basically sitting in a concrete room all day with nothing to do until they're sent off to slaughter at 5 to 6 months old.
It would seem that if you're having to give the piglets lots of antibiotics to fight with the pneumonia and things like that, and they're not really getting much exercise because they're in these little dark rooms and so on, is there much goodness in the meat?
Well, certainly, you know, pig meat, like other forms of meat, can be very high in bacteria. So E. coli occurs quite frequently in pig meat, salmonella, and also listeria. Because they're raised in such unhygienic conditions, it's just inevitable that diseases and bacteria will spread. Pig meat's also very high in cholesterol, and it's very high in fat, especially because animals are not outdoors, are not taking exercise. So they're putting on weight, but it's not going to be muscle. Most of it is going to be fat.
Apart from the psychological impact on the piglets living this kind of a life, what else happens to them?
Well, most of the piglets raised on factory farms will have their teeth cut off and their tails cut off without anaesthetic. And this is, according to the farmers, the farming industry, to prevent aggressiveness between the pigs so they don't attack each other, bite their tails, which then become infected. But the only reason that they would become aggressive to each other is the unnatural conditions that they're forced to live in. Pigs are naturally very clean animals. animals, and we keep them inside these barren concrete pens. They never see the light of day, but they're also sitting in their own feces the entire time. Very few farmers clean their pens out several times a day, which is the only way you would keep a pen holding 20, 30, 50 pigs clean. So they're in their own waste, they're denied everything that's natural to them, and they're kept in unnaturally high, large groupings. So aggressiveness will occur.
That's Tony Vanelli from Viva.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.